I will do more to support parents with the cost of raising their children. The government already has a generous set of measures, including the baby bonus scheme, significant preschool and education subsidies, and tax benefits like the parenthood tax rebate and the working mother's child relief. Some of these schemes need to be adjusted to ensure that more support is given to those with greater needs. For Singaporean children born or adopted on or after 1st January 2024, I will change the Working Mother's Child Relief, or WMCR. I will change it from a percentage of the mother's earned income to a fixed dollar relief. This will take effect from year of assessment 2025. So for Singaporean children born or adopted before 1st January 2024, there is no change to the WMCR that eligible working mothers can claim. With this change, eligible working mothers in the future will claim the same amount of tax relief for a child in the same birth order. $8,000 in tax relief for the first child, $10,000 for her second child, and $12,000 each for her third and subsequent child. Effectively, this will provide more government support for eligible lower to middle-income working mothers. We will also lapse the foreign domestic worker levy tax relief for all taxpayers from the year of assessment 2025. This is because we already have a migrant domestic worker levy concession, which provides more targeted support for families who need help caring for their dependents, including young children below 16 years old. While we make these adjustments, I will at the same time significantly increase financial support in the child's early years. I will increase the baby bonus cash gift by $3,000 for all eligible Singaporean children born from today onwards. Eligible first and second born children will receive $11,000 instead of $8,000, and for the third child onwards, the baby bonus cash gift will be increased from $10,000 to $13,000. Currently, the baby bonus cash gift is disbursed in 5 installments over the child's first 18 months to help defray child raising costs during infancy. I will restructure the disbursements so that they are paid out over a longer period. So eligible parents can expect up to $9,000 in payouts in the first 18 months of a child's life, as well as $400 every 6 months, starting from when the child is 2 until the child turns 6.5 years old. So in this way, parents can receive continuous support all the way until their child enters primary school. For eligible Singaporean children born from today, I will also increase the government contributions to the Child Development Account, or CDA, which their parents can use to directly offset preschool and healthcare expenses. I will increase the first step grant from $3,000 to $5,000. This is automatically credited into the CDA, and parents can immediately benefit from it once they open the account. I will also increase the government co-matching cap for the CDA. Today, the government co-matches every dollar that parents save in the CDA up to a cap of $3,000 and $6,000 for the couple's first and second child, respectively. I will increase these co-matching caps by $1,000 each to $4,000 for the first child and $7,000 for the second child. To cater sufficient time for the required legislative system and system changes, the actual enhancements to the baby bonus cash gift, CDA first step grant, and CDA co-matching caps will be made available from early next year. The disbursements and enhancements will be made available from early next year. We will notify parents when they can make the additional deposits into their child's CDA to enjoy the enhanced government co-matching. The changes I've just described apply, as I mentioned, to eligible Singaporean children born from today. Some may ask, how about those born earlier? In fact, at the height of the pandemic, the government had provided a one-off baby support grant of $3,000. This was for children born from 1st October 2020 to 30th September 2022. So to ensure that we do not miss out on some new parents, I will extend this grant to babies born from 1st October 2022 to 13th February 2023. So to all young married couples, whether you already have a newborn, or you are expecting a baby, or you plan to have a baby, we have something to help you in your parenthood journey.